God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. A woman visited a church one Sunday when the praise and worship was very lively. The woman got very excited and she started waving her hanky and dancing around the church. Unknown to her, as she celebrated, her beautiful diamond necklace fell off. She didn't notice it as she was running around praising God, and she didn't miss it until she got home. Frantically, she called the church and explained what happened. The pastor on duty asked her to hold the line. A search was made, and thankfully, the necklace was found. But when the pastor picked up the phone again, the woman had hung up. He waited for her to call back, but she never called back again. They put a notice in the bulletin, but they never heard from the woman. What a strange and foolish woman, we say. Why would she call looking for her valuable necklace, but not have enough patience to wait for the reply? And yet, don't you think that's how many of us respond when we pray? We tell the Lord all about our troubles, but we fail to hold the line and wait for His response. As a result, we miss the joy of answered prayer and the reward of a persistent faith. See, friends, the fact is, prayer that gets results is persistent prayer. In order to achieve powerful results when you pray, you've got to persevere. You've got to have faith and patience. If you give up too soon, you'll miss the answer that God wants to give you. In fact, millions of prayers have gone unanswered simply because God's people didn't wait long enough for the answer. Well, that's the lesson we're going to learn today in our teaching called Hold the Line. As part of our Pray sermon series, we're teaching about prayer and how you can get results in prayer. Our text for today is found in Luke 18, 1-8. You can follow along with me on the screen as I read from the New Living Translation. One day, Jesus told His disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, He said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to Him repeatedly saying, "Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests." Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will He find on the earth who have faith?" May the Lord bless the reading of His word to your hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, if you've read the New Testament, you know that oftentimes Jesus spoke in parables. He told stories so that He could illustrate truths that would transform our lives. But oftentimes those stories are difficult to understand, and sometimes scholars will debate their meaning. Nevertheless, Jesus also told parables that He clearly explained, and this is one of those parables. He tells us exactly what the story is all about. He tells us plainly what He wants us to understand. He says it before the story, "Men should always pray." And He tells us again at the end of the story, "God will hear your prayer when you wait for Him." In fact, in this story, Jesus gives us three powerful reasons why we should persevere in prayer. And here's the first one. Delay is not denial. Listen again to what Jesus taught us. He said, "Men should always pray and never give up." Why? Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end." So Jesus tells us plainly that things can change in life. There are setbacks, but they're temporary. There are times when things don't go the correct way, but then a change comes along. The fact is, any situation in life can be changed. Though things may look dark and bleak, you haven't come to the end yet. There's always hope. And here's what you need to know right now. This, today, is not the end. Right now, you may be at the beginning. You may be in the middle. But until you've come to the end, there is still hope. Things may look dark in the beginning. Things may be tough in the middle. But what matters is the end. And you haven't come to the end yet. As long as God is on his throne, as long as you keep praying, the end hasn't come. Oh, the bills may come due, but this is not the end. Your marriage may be in trouble, but this is not the end. Your test scores may be low, but this is not the end. Your application may be ignored, but this is not the end. Your body may be weak, but this is not the end. Your child may be far from God, but this is not the end. You may be trying to conceive night and day, but this is not the end. There are still miracles and answers to prayer that are yet to happen in your life. And in the end, the contract will be signed. The marriage will be saved. In the end, God is going to move your application to the top of the pile and you will get that job. In the end, your body will receive that child in your womb. Your children and you will be reunited to serve God together. In the end, your hope will be restored and God will receive praise for the answers to prayer that you see in your life. That's the story of countless men and women throughout the Bible and throughout history. Sometimes it seemed that the promise of God would not be fulfilled, but they knew that delay is not denial. They knew that the end had not come. What about Abraham? Abraham was promised an heir. He and his wife grew old. Genesis 18:11 says, "Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. So in the physical, all hope was lost. It seemed as if there was no chance again, but delay is not denial. Though they were old, they weren't dead. The end had not yet come. And finally, God gave them a supernatural, miraculous ministry through a son. Joseph had the vision from God that he would rule over his family, but then he was betrayed by his brothers. He was sold into slavery. He was made to serve a foreigner in a foreign land. He seemed to think that hope was lost, but it wasn't the end. God came down and fulfilled his vision in Joseph's life. What about David? He was anointed king, and yet for 14 years, he never took the throne in Jerusalem. During that time, he suffered a lot. He had to hide in caves and was treated like a common criminal. He was betrayed and abandoned, but it wasn't the end. Even though the days were lonely and dark, delay is not denial. And finally, David took the throne. Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days without any seeming answer, no revelation, no visitation. But suddenly the angel came and said, "Delay is not denial." Mary and Martha sent for Jesus to come and heal their brother Lazarus. But Jesus delayed for 3 good days. By the time he arrived, Lazarus was dead and in the tomb. But that was no problem for God, for Jesus simply raised him from the dead because delay is not denial. The disciples watched Jesus die and buried in a tomb. All their hopes for the kingdom of God were gone. That weekend must have seemed like an eternity of hopelessness. But Friday was not the end. Saturday was not the end. Sunday morning dawned and the resurrection power awakened because delay is not denial. And Jesus rose from the dead. Are you facing a situation in life right now that has you down? You've prayed for something for a long time. You're asking God for a life partner or for a child. Perhaps you need a better job. Perhaps you need healing or finance or a visa. And all your efforts seem futile. Maybe you're struggling with sin or temptation and you're crying out to God for deliverance. You're listening today to this television program with a child that is away from God and you're hurting, but delay is not denial. There is still hope. Don't give up praying, for this is not the end. No matter how dark things look, there is always hope. Miracles happen when we persevere in prayer. You haven't come to the end yet, and God is working all things together for good in your life. So be strong in faith. He's helping you to grow so that you can face bigger challenges and win bigger victories. Through this delay, He's building your faith and making it stronger, working things out for your good. This is a lesson we can learn from that great animal, the African giraffe. He's the tallest of all land living species. Sometimes males can reach about 5.5 meters tall and weigh up to 1,700 kilograms. But one of the oddest things about the giraffe is the way they treat their young when they're first born. The first thing that emerges from a mother giraffe is the legs and the head of the baby giraffe. And then the child drops down from the mother's belly onto the ground quite a distance, rolls up tight in a tight little position. Strangely, the mother will come along and kick the baby giraffe and kick him again and again. You think she's being cruel, but actually she's teaching that little calf to get up and walk. And eventually, with enough kicks from the mother, that baby does get up and stand on its feet. It's a bit wobbly, it's a bit shaky, but it's standing. And then the mother giraffe does another amazing and strange thing. As soon as the baby giraffe gets up, she kicks him down again, and the baby giraffe goes sprawling on the ground. If you watch that, you would think she's being cruel. But in fact, she's training that baby giraffe how to get up. For you see, in the wild, baby giraffes have to get up as quickly as possible to stay with the herd. Lions and leopards will come out to eat and kill that baby giraffe. If the mother didn't teach her calf to get up quickly and get on, the child would die. And so it is with us in prayer. God sends us delays to make us stronger. Even though it may seem as if it's hurting you, God is building us up so we can run with the champions. See, in the midst of these trials, you have to believe in the goodness and love of God. You have to have faith that God is on your side and that He will deliver you in the right time. That's why Jesus taught us to pray to our Father in heaven. He's not an unjust judge, but He's a good God. And that's the second truth you need to know today. God is not unjust. Listen again to Jesus. He said, "So don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will grant justice to them quickly." Jesus is telling us plainly that God is not unrighteous. God is not like that unjust judge. The unjust judge didn't fear God. He didn't fear man. And yet He was willing to help that widow woman just so He could have peace of mind. Then, friend, how much more is your loving Heavenly Father willing to rescue you when you cry out to Him in faith? Jesus compares our Heavenly Father with this unjust judge and says, God is not like the men of this world. He's a good God. He's reliable and faithful, honest and pure, holy and true, just and righteous. And though men may fail you, God will never fail you. For God is moved when we persist in prayer. God has not forgotten you. He's not abandoned you. There may be circumstances you don't understand, but you can understand one thing today, that God is good. And though you may feel discouraged and tired, lift up your eyes to the Lord and lift up your hands to the Lord and lift up your heart to the Lord. For when all else fails, you can cling to the goodness of God. We can stand in faith because we know the character of God. Jesus taught us in Matthew 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" Friends, God is better than any judge in the world. God is better than any earthly father. There's no one who can compare to Him. My father on this earth was a great man. He was a good dad. He provided for me the best he could. But Jesus said, "My Heavenly Father is better than any man on earth." Maybe you were raised without a loving father. Maybe your earthly father was cruel or abusive, or maybe you never even knew him. And so it's hard for you to understand about the goodness of God. But I believe God is good all the time in your life and in my life. A certain Christian brother was facing a very difficult time in life. He'd been praying for a breakthrough for a long time, but it seemed as if nothing was happening. It seemed as if God had forgotten him. Well, one day he had to go to the market and buy some items for his wife. And when he brought them home, he met his small daughter, Ephua. And he asked his little daughter, "Where is mother?" And she said, "Oh, she's upstairs in the bedroom." "I have something for your mother," the father said. And then the little girl said, "Let me carry it, Daddy." And the father looked at the little girl and said, "Why, dear, how can you carry this package? You can't carry it yourself. It's too big, and you're too small to carry it." And then his little daughter said, "But if I hold it and you carry me in your arms, then I can go and take the package to mother." And God spoke softly to the heart of this brother and reminded him that was exactly the position he was in. Yes, the man had a burden, but God was carrying that brother underneath with his arms. You see, friends, no matter what burden you carry, God is carrying you, enabling you to make it through and deliver your destiny. Listen to Jesus again in Matthew 6, 25 to 33. "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing?" Then Jesus continues in verse 31 and says this, "So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." Friends, God takes care of His children. The widow was a stranger to this judge, but we are the family of God. The widow was only one, but we are many. The judge told the widow to stay away, but God invites us to come near. The widow came to an unrighteous man, but we come to a righteous Father. She had no friend to speak for her, but we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who ever lives to make intercession for us. She could only have access to the judge at certain times, but we can come to God day and night. That's why Jesus said, "Cry out to Him day and night." The widow made the judge annoyed with her constant harassment, but God loves to hear His people pray. And that brings us to the third truth you need to know today. Your faith is not in vain. Jesus said men should always pray. We should not stop. We should not lose heart. And then at the end of the parable, He asks a question. When the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth? You see, faith and persistence are always linked together. Today, many people have a wrong idea about faith. They think if they really believe, they'll get an answer instantly. Praise God. Sometimes faith is rewarded like that, but often we have to persist in faith and hold on in faith in order to receive our reward. Listen to Hebrews 6, 11 to 12. "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Friend, your faith is not in vain. You're going to get an answer to your prayer through faith and patience. You're going to win the battle. You're going to have answers to prayer. You're going to see the breakthrough in your life when you mix faith and patience. That's why Hebrews 11 tells us what faith looks like in the lives of other people in the Bible. It talks about people like Abel and Enoch. Enoch, who was raptured and escaped death. Through faith, it says, Noah built the ark and saved his family. Abraham received the promised land. Moses led God's people for 40 years in the wilderness. The walls of Jericho fell by faith. The mouths of lions were stopped by faith. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. That's why I tell you, your faith is not in vain. It gets what it holds on to. Faith works. It's the vehicle for your prayers. And your faith is rewarded when you persist. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Right now, somebody is coming into their harvest. Right now, there's a manifestation about to happen in your life. Right now, there's someone who's getting a breakthrough. Friend, it's not time to give up. It's time to press on in faith. I'm talking to somebody today who's watching and your head is down. Your heart is heavy. You can't even praise God because of all the fear in your life. I'm talking to somebody today who's tired, weary. You feel like you're going to faint. I'm talking to somebody today who's downcast and brokenhearted. Don't give up. This is not the end. Don't stop praying. Your answer is on the way. And the evidence that you are close to your breakthrough is that you feel ready to give up. But don't faint. You're at the door of your miracle. You are at the threshold of your breakthrough. Pray and don't give up, for delay is not denial. God is not unjust, and your faith is not in vain. May God bless you as you hold the line and persevere in prayer. Powerful results await you.
Thank you for joining us today on Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. I believe that today's episode has inspired you to not give up faith that your prayers will be answered. Hold the line and don't hang up. Delay is not denial. God is not unjust. Your faith is not in vain. These have been the main points Pastor Whitcomb has taught us in this episode about prayer. Hold the line. Pastor Whitcomb is also the senior pastor at Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagos, Accra. I invite you to hear him in person this weekend at Agape House in East Lagos. Agape House is a dynamic church where the presence of God touches every life. Here's a brief introduction to Agape House.
Are you looking for a church where the presence of God fills every service? Are you searching for a church where you can grow in your faith through anointed preaching of God's Word? Are you longing for a family? Are you longing for a church family that would love and accept you just as you are, while helping you to become all God wants you to be? Your search is over. Come to Agape House New Testament Church this weekend and experience a powerful touch from the Lord. We invite you to join us at the Saturday night church from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or in worship on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Agape House is located at Agape Lawn near ANC Square in East Lagos, or visit www.agapehouseghana.org. Or to get directions, call 0541-003878 for assistance with directions. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God, transforming lives.
I hope we will see you real soon at Agape House. I also want to encourage you to visit Pastor Whitcomb's website, where you can access more of his teaching. Just go to www.revrcw.com and there you'll find the lesson notes for today's teaching. You also find a study guide on our current topic of prayer. The guide will help you study God's Word for yourself and go deeper into this all-important topic. Not only that, but you'll also be able to view other episodes of Revelation online, and you'll also be able to listen to some selected sermons from Pastor Whitcomb. It's all available for free at www.revrcw.com. Hurry to this website today and you will be blessed. Please join us next week at the same time on the same station for another exciting episode of Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. And why not invite some friends to watch with you? They will surely thank you. And may God richly bless you.
This program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.